Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am glad that you are here,
and you are exactly where you're supposed to be. I love that song. Hopefully you guys like that song. Let me know if you like it or not. Exactly where we need to be. Do you know that we need to exactly be in this now moment right now? So I want us right now, before we get into the show very much, I wanted to exactly get into this now moment. I'm going to help you get into this now moment with me in spirit. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Come on. Close your eyes. And now I want us just to see exactly this now moment. You're going, okay, what do you mean? I want you not to think about anything else except my voice right now in this moment. Focus on my voice in this now moment. In this now moment. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this now moment. We thank you for this program. And we thank you for what you're about to do through this program into the lives that are listening to this program right now in this now moment, live or archived. Because it doesn't matter when our now moment is, it's the now moment. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now in this now moment, I ask that you would be with the listeners right now. That you would touch their lives, Father, Mother, God, in this now moment. Doesn't matter what happened hours ago, because that's gone. It's right now that matters. Just touch them right now. Put angels around them. Minister unto them right now, I ask. And Father, Mother, God, right now, in this now moment, I ask that you would help me move completely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program, and I'm so thankful for. In this now moment, I just give you thanks for the stuff that you've already done in my day and what you're going to do even later on in this day. And Father, Mother, God, in this now moment, I just say I love you. And in this now moment, I surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection that protects all of us in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, in this now moment, I ask for healing for Jenny's mom, a friend of mine that is very ill at the moment. Father, Mother, God, in this now moment, I know that you're already working on her behalf. I don't care if they say that there is cancer. They don't have final word. You do. And I ask in this now moment that whatever is for her higher good, that you would grant it. Father, Mother, God, in this now moment, I pray for our planet, and I pray for our world, and I speak peace into every situation and every circumstances in this now moment. And in this now moment, I say namaste, and I say amen. And you guys can open your eyes, and we're going to take some calls. If you would like to be a part of the program, I am going to be doing chakra scans. I asked this, if you already got a chakra scan, because we did this a few days ago. And so if you did one then, you know, I would ask you to please let somebody else call in. And, you know, but if you haven't, go ahead and call in. 347-327-9316. Now, if you have a question, you need some answers, and you've already got a chakra scan, go ahead and call me, 347-327-9316. I didn't want you to think that I don't want to talk to you. You know, I just want to be sure that we understand what's going on, okay? 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. That number does not change, by the way, so you can write it down. And if you need to listen on your phone, that's great. You can always do that on your phone as well. And I know a lot of people do, and so I just want you to know that. And I appreciate you being here tonight. I want to say that before we start. Let me also get some business stuff out of the way really quick here. Okay, actually, I was just told by my spirit guide that you all need to do something for me. Okay, I didn't realize something, and so, and hey, you know, that's okay. I miss something sometimes. So what I want you to do is I want you at this moment in time, I want you to listen to my voice and use my voice as a place of contact, and I want you to send white light into that voice. Okay? That's how I tap into your energy. That's how you guys can tap into my energy right now. Okay? But I also will suggest to you, if you try to tap into my energy and try to do anything that you shouldn't be doing, that would not be good. So I wouldn't do that. Okay? But right now, I would send white light into that. And I just wanted to give you a heads up. I wouldn't try anything at this moment. But try to send white light into that. Okay? And I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay, my website, www.insightswithmichael.com. You can set up full readings there at www.insightswithmichael.com. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, we do have a Twitter account, and I appreciate everybody. There are a whole bunch of people following me, and so I appreciate it, and I don't want you to think I don't. And so I post just random things over there. So some YouTube videos, some random thoughts out of my head, and so, or out of my heart, or wherever they are coming from. I hope they came from my heart. So they're over on Twitter, on our Twitter account. The official website for this program is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. All right, let's go ahead, and I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I let Spirit adjust me. And let's go ahead. Spirit said, go ahead and take some calls. Let's go with Connie. Hi, Connie. I appreciate your patience. You've been waiting for a while. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing good. How are you? It's a question.
I'm doing good. I just want to thank you for the prayer. I just learned over the weekend that my aunt also has aggressive cancer. So thank you so much for that prayer.
Yeah, and you know, the one that I want to say is, you know, to you and to your family, you know, when the doctors say that, it's just awful. It's like if somebody slugs you in the stomach, you know, that mm-hmm. slug in the stomach feel. And I'm really sorry that you guys are going through that right now. But the one thing I want to tell you is that I definitely believe in a spirit that can heal. I've mm-hmm. seen miracle after miracle after miracle. And in my own life as well. And so so I definitely believe in miracles. So even though they said that, they don't have final word. Spirit does.
Right.
And so we just want what's best and for the higher good of all concerned. But let me go ahead and run your chakras, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
And let me see
cool.
what's going on. Now, you do understand the chakras? Do you understand chakras?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I always ask because some people do, some people don't. You know, so mm-hmm. I just want to be sure. Okay, we got seven major ones. I'm going to start. I always start at the top and work my way down. A lot of people work from one up. I work from the top down.
Okay.
Because the last thing I want to do is I want to root you and ground you. So that's why I do that. I want to be sure you're rooted and grounded when we're done. So that's why I do it this way. Okay. Let's go ahead and start with your crown chakra, your connection with source. Looks really good. The one thing that I'm a little concerned about, there's a little bit of questioning going on here, which is understandable. Maybe it's around your aunt, around this, you know, thing. That's just a normal thing that we go through. I'm not really concerned about it, but I just wanted you to be aware of it. And this could be even on a subconscious level. You might not even be aware of it. So you might just ask your angels to help you. You know, we all do that in these cases sometimes. But your chakra, the crown chakra, looks pretty good to me. It looks like it's spinning really good. So that's good. So we're off to
okay.
a good start. Let's keep seeing them spinning. Okay, so,
yeah,
that's what we want to do. We want to see them spinning. Now your intuitive, your third eye, off the hook. You're
right.
very, yeah, you're very intuitive. That is good. Your throat chakra, just a little bit, not spinning exactly where it should be, but it's okay. It just feels like right now you're not expressing yourself about a relationship This looks like a friendship more to me than a romantic thing. Does that make any sense to you? It just feels that you're not totally saying what you want to say.
Yeah.
And that might be a good thing actually at the moment. Because
yeah.
you have a tendency of expressing yourself a little bit too much at times.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, hey, I think we're all guilty of that actually. Okay, let's go ahead. But it looks okay. I'm gonna open it. I'm gonna do a little bit of something here. I'm gonna open it just a little bit. I'm gonna see if I can get it spinning a little bit better. Okay, here.
Okay.
So I'm gonna try to open that a little bit for you. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second. Okay, it looks better now. Okay, so that's good. Your heart chakra, awesome. I don't see any problems. It's spinning really good. Actually, your solar plexus look really good, considering that you just had an emotional blow right there. It still looks pretty good. I really looked at that one close because you just got slugged right there, and so but it does look pretty good. Your sacral chakra, which is right below the solar plexus, look really good. And the root chakra is the one I wanted to get to. You look a little off balance there. And the one that I wanted to do, be sure you're grounded. It just feels like you've been a little flighty lately. Like you sometimes you can't get it or your thoughts. Is that making sense to you? It just feels to me a little bit of confusion right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that's just because you're not rooted very well. So I'm gonna get that chakra spinning. What I want you to do at this moment is just close your eyes for me, please. Just close your eyes until I ask you to open them.
Okay.
And we're gonna visualize red, which is the color of the root chakra. I want you to visualize red right now.
Okay.
And then I want you to start seeing that spinning in a clockwise motion. Let's see it spinning. And I want you to just keep seeing it spinning. I can feel you doing this actually. So let's just see it spinning. And let's get it a little higher to spin a little bit more. Okay, awesome. Did good. All right, so thank you. I see them all open now. They're all spinning. That's good. The one thing I would just tell you, I will continue to pray for your family and the situation that's going on with your aunt at the moment. But, hang in there, because I definitely believe in divine healing. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right,
bye-bye.
I appreciate calling in tonight. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and move on to Marilyn. You've been waiting for a little bit. I appreciate your patience tonight. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really torn here. I want a chakra thing, but I think more
you
pressing.
Actually, yeah, you actually have a question that you need to ask me.
I do.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
We might
check your chakras. We might check your chakras too, but Spirit said, hey, she's got a question she needs to ask you, so ask me, okay? Go ahead.
Thank you. I have been really struggling with getting my own finances together, but on top of that, my son's for financial aid for college is feeling even more emotional crises for me, and I'm wondering if that's, because there's been issues with it, I wonder if it's all going to pan out for him to go to college in the fall. The financial aid side.
Okay, I don't want your son's first name on air, but could you give me the initial of his first name?
S, as in
okay.
Sam.
I got it. Okay, thank you. All right. And say your name for me, please, out loud.
Yep, it's Marilyn.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to be quiet for just a second, Marilyn.
Okay.
I'm going to look at Sam here for a minute, or the Sam that we're looking at.
Sean.
We're going to use that, yeah. But we're going to use the S thing. So, but yeah, let me look at this really quick here. And I feel like that everything looks good. I think that you're worrying unnecessary right here, and I think that that's a pattern with you. Does that make sense? I just feel like
yeah,
it just feels like a pattern here, and this feels like it runs in your family line. It feels like it's been passed down to you, actually. So it comes from a long line of worriers, it looks like. But I definitely see your son definitely getting this. I don't see anything that would be stopping this. Spirit wants him to go to school. Spirit's going to provide this. I don't see any problems. So let's try to stop worrying about it, okay? As far as your financial situation, let's look at your financial situation. And then I'm going to talk about a couple of chakras that I saw. The one thing that I would tell you, I definitely see your financial situation improving as well. It looks like in August things should start popping a lot better financially for you. Does look like this month and July are still going to be a little bit of a struggle to me. I'm sorry, that's what I'm seeing. But as far as you go into August, I do feel like that you'll be coming out of this. And I just feel like that something brought you to this financial crisis area of your life. And I feel like that's passing. And then as you go into August, things will get a whole lot better. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like something sort of created this.
God, I hope whatever it is, that cloud keeps just
I definitely feel like it is. I feel like that this is breaking up. And that's what I said. You know, I still feel like it's going to linger around this month and next month a little bit here. And I'm hoping it clears up completely. But right now, as what I'm seeing, I would say August. I'm going to stick with August. But I definitely see that doing it. Now, the chakras I want to talk about really quick with you is your solar plexus, where your emotions are. I feel you're a very emotional person. I feel like that things get really to you really quick at times. Does that make sense? Or am I off? Okay. All right. Because I just feel like you're oversensitive at times. And so what's happened here, to me, your chakra, your solar plexus chakra is too open is what I think is going on here. And that can happen. They're too open. And so what I'm going to do a little bit here, I'm not going to totally bring it down too much, but I'm going to bring it down just a little bit because I feel like that it's just too open. I just feel like you're just too emotional, you know. And so I'm going to bring it down just a little bit, okay? I'm going to be quiet as I do that. Okay, because that's the only one that I really saw that I was a little concerned about, and because everything else looks okay to me. So that's the only one that really jumped out, and it was like spinning like crazy. It was like a top on steroids going around in circles too fast, and I was like, okay, well, I got to slow that thing down. So I feel like that now you'll be balanced. Just watch that. If you feel over emotional, just ask your angels to help you. Archangel Raphael could help you with this. Just call upon him and to heal your emotion stuff. I will tell you before I let you go that I do feel like that there is something back in your past that is like an emotional monster, and I don't know exactly what it is. I think you know what I'm talking about, and this would go back to your childhood. I feel like that there's something in your childhood. I'm not going to talk about it on air, but do you know what I'm talking about even? Because I could give you an age to look at. Do you know where I'm talking about, or
no,
do I need to
honestly.
Help? Okay. I'm gonna give you an age range to look at here, okay? Because I felt like that you didn't know what I was talking about. So
right.
I'm gonna give you the ages between 10 and 15. Look at that after we're off air. You know, it might pop up to you. But there is something that, and this could be on a subconscious level, but there is something, and you have to look at, when I tell people this, you have to look at stuff as a kid, not as an adult. You know, how things would affect this. This could be as simple as somebody, you know, one of your friends moving away. So this could be something there. Something about a loss is what I'm feeling. So you might want to look at that, and hopefully I've helped you tonight, and I do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep moving. Let's talk to Lauren, actually, in Germany. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I appreciate your patience tonight. How can I help?
Just the chakra scan, please,
because
I got to ask a question last time. So.
All right, yeah. So before we get into that, I don't know I don't know if you can call me later after the show or
sure.
Okay. Yeah, because I'll be in the office right after the show, so you could call me right after the show if you want. Okay,
will
if
do.
if it Okay. Now let's look at you really quick here. Actually, everything looks pretty good to me. Let me run them one more time. Because actually, I didn't see anything. Okay, crown. Let's do the crown. And when I say these when I go through the chakras with you, what I want you to visualize, Laura, I want you to visualize circles spinning every time I say a chakra. And what we need to do is be sure they're going clockwise, okay? So every time I say a chakra, when we run down them, I want you to see them when I'm mentioning them as a wheel. That's what they are. They're little wheels inside of us that spin, and they spin in a clockwise motion. So let's see them going clockwise, okay? So let's go with crown. Let's look at your crown, and I'm going to stop for just a second every time I say one. So we're going to say crown. Okay, that one looks okay. Let's go to third eye, which is right between your eyebrows. Let's check that one. Okay, that one looks pretty good, actually. The one thing that with that one I will tell you, the spirit says that you need to use your intuitive muscle more. And what that means is just, you know, what I would do is just practice a little bit. Like when the phone rings, try to see if you can say, okay, that is so-and-so, and then pick it up and say, hey, I was right. That's how that's how I first started, actually, to use my muscles. I still do it. When I'm walking up, I hear a car behind me, I go, okay, that's a blue car, and usually I'm right. And that's what they mean. Just use that muscle. Okay, let's go ahead and look at your heart. Oh, no, wait. I skipped one. Oh, your throat chakra. Let's go back up. Throat chakra. Okay, that one we need to stop at for a minute. That one looks a little closed to me. Do you feel like that you don't speak your truth? It just feels like you feel like you can't express yourself.
Yep.
Is that true?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, that one is almost stopped.
Almost going the opposite direction, I felt like.
it's not doing very well. Let's go ahead, and we're going to come back to that one, but let's go ahead and run some more. Your heart chakra, it's open, but it's not spinning very well. Your solar plexus, that's your emotions. Yeah, all of those down look like they're there's a lot of them are spinning, but they're spinning very weak. So I want you to close your eyes for a minute for me, please. And I'm going to start at the one at the throat chakra, and when I'm done, I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to be talking as soon as I start this. And when I'm done doing what I need to do, then I will talk again. So I'll just let you know and everybody else to know that I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I start opening these. So I'm going to spend some time. I'm not in a big hurry. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time. Hold on. And what I need you to do is just breathe in and breathe out while I'm doing this, okay? Okay. I feel like they're open. You should start feeling a lot better. The one thing that you need to do, you need to find a way how to express yourself, even if that's going out in the country somewhere and screaming at the top of your lungs. you need to express yourself, okay? So even if that's, you know, I do that sometimes. I'll go out in the country and I'll just start screaming at the top of my lungs. And it's good. It releases that. So you need to work on that. But everything looks okay now. So I do appreciate you calling in. And talk to me after the show, okay? All right.
You got it. All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Man, that's cool. All right, let's go ahead and move down because we're going to be ticking down on time pretty quick. Man, I don't know where time goes so fast. Tracy, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your patience. Hi.
How are you doing?
I am doing good. How are you in New York?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right. Let's look at you really quick here. Do you have a question? Why would I be picking up a question with you? It feels like something... Let me see if I can pick up on it without you asking about it. I keep feeling like something's going on with you. And my spirit guide just said, you need to focus on something. So, you know, I don't want to miss something. I know we're doing chakras, but I also don't want to miss anything. And so I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Can you say your first name out loud for me, please?
Tracy.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. I want to be quiet for just a second. I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like this is a spirit pushing through here. I am a medium, so I feel... Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Just answer yes or no for me, please.
Okay.
Is your father in spirit?
No.
Okay, why would I be picking up... Okay, because I'm picking up a father light. Would there be anybody in spirit that would be recognized as that? Anybody that
yes.
took care of you? Okay. Because I'm getting father-like. And just coming in here. Were you guys really, really close? Because he's saying close. Like,
yes.
Okay. And he's saying that he was waiting to talk to you and didn't think I was ever going to shut up to get to you. That's okay. But yeah, because he just wants to tell you, through me, that he loves you and that he's right there. You can feel him sometimes. Do you feel him?
Yes, I do, and I dream him a lot.
Yeah, it's like he's always right there. I mean, and like in everyday thoughts, every part of your life, he's right there. And he wants you to know that. I feel like as Sunday comes up, which is Father's Day, I'm going to give you a heads up here, because I feel like that he will give you a sign. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be something that you're going to know it's from him. Just, you know, to let you know that he, you know, because he says that you always acknowledge him as your father, and he appreciates that. So he's going to let you know that he thinks about you and is a part of your life. So there's something that's going to happen Sunday, which is Father's Day. And when it does, please let me know what that is, because I love those kind of things. But it's something to do, I don't know, something to do with your house. So there's going to be something that's going to show up, and you're not going to know where it came from. A little something. I don't know what it is.
Okay,
that's
great.
Yeah, but... as far as your chakras go, they look pretty good. That's why I wasn't really concerned about them. I feel like you're very spiritual. I feel like that's a big huge part of your life. And so does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'm actually getting ready to do my own show in about 20 minutes.
yeah. So, well, I'll let you go and do your own show. But I'm glad I could talk to you.
Thank you. That was wonderful and unexpected and refreshing.
Tracy, drop me an email with the name of. Why don't you just say your name of your show? What's your show?
Oh, it's okay. I don't have to do that. I wasn't getting a shameless plug, but
no. It's okay. No,
it's called The Synergistic Evolution.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, just drop me an email with that link. I would appreciate it because I would like to tune in. So,
really funny, too, because I know Lauren real well, so it was interesting that she was right before me.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciate you calling in. Go do your show. You have a good night.
Thanks, right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. Glad we could get to you. All right, because Spirit said she needs to go, so you need to talk to her. Let's go ahead and talk to Susie really quick. Hi, Susie. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Hi.
Hey, Michael. Thank you so much for being there tonight. Just wanted to update you with what happened with my health.
Okay.
I started on antibiotics that the doctor gave me on Friday.
Okay.
And by Saturday morning when I woke up, I was having trouble breathing.
Uh-huh.
So it got worse. as the weekend progressed, and I really, actually, honest to God, felt like that was my time to cross if I didn't get to the hospital.
Right.
I was a hair close to going to the emergency room, and, you know, if I knew that everything would work out on the financial end, I'd have been there.
Right.
Anyway, what a spirit showed me was that the symptoms started getting progressively worse as I was taking the antibiotics. Mm-hmm. So I stopped taking them yesterday, and the symptoms slowly subsided.
Right.
So that's what was going on with that. You know, that's part of it. I'm still not bounced back to feeling, you know, wonderful,
right.
But I'm doing better than I was, thank God.
Right.
So I thank you for sending your love and your energy and asking for everyone to pray for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Susie, hold on for just a second. I want to look at, I know I'm doing a chakra scan, but I want to look at your aura field. Hold on for just a second. I want to look, see if there's anything, because all of a sudden I saw your aura field, and I want to see why I saw that. Okay. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about, but they did show me your aura. It just feels like it's really close right now to you, and we can put it out far, and we can bring it in, closer to us. And I feel like that right now it should be close to you. I just feel like that you're just protecting yourself, which is normal right now because of your health.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I don't see anything going on that I'm concerned about with you, with your chakras or with your aura field. I will continue to pray for you. I do feel like you will start feeling better by the end of the week. I feel like that by Friday, you should start feeling a lot better by Friday.
I think I should be because I'm going to be seeing someone on Friday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I feel like Wednesday there's a break in this. So I feel like that you still got a little bad day today, a little bad day tomorrow. I feel like by Wednesday this should be breaking out of there. Okay?
That'll be beautiful. Thank you very, very much, Michael. I appreciate it. Blessings and love.
Yep, to you too. All right, thank you for calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Namaste. Bye-bye. All right, let's talk to Connie in Kansas. All right, Connie in Kansas.
Hello. Hi.
I sort of know you. All right. How can I help you? Oh, chakras. Okay.
Yeah.
Or do you got a question or anything else?
No, just that's what I really wanted to know about.
Okay. Let's do a scan really quick. I'm actually wanting you to do this with me, so let's do this together. And actually, with you, we're gonna switch. We're actually gonna start at the first chakra. We're gonna go to the root chakra, which is at the root. We're gonna work our way up. I don't know why they just want to do it this way. So we're gonna switch here for a minute. Let's look at your root chakra, which is located right at the end of your spine there. And so let's look at your root chakra. Looks like you're pretty well grounded. I'm not concerned about that. Move up to your sacral chakra, which is right a little bit below the navel there. So let's look at it. I don't see any problems there. Let's move up to your solar plexus. And this is where we're going to stop for a minute. I do feel like that you've been going through an emotional time, an emotional roller coaster. Almost like an emotional cleansing. I definitely see emotional cleansing here. And because of that, your solar plexus need a little bit of work here. So I want you just to close your eyes for just a second, please.
Okay.
And I want you to visualize like a finger right in front of you, and right pointed right where your solar plexus is. And I want that finger to move in a clockwise motion and bring it out, open it up. I want you to start seeing that opening. I want you to see that start flowing a lot more, okay? And then I want you to visualize that circle spinning really quick right now. I want you to start seeing that spinning, okay? And just keep seeing that, all right? Just keep seeing it spinning and opening. And, okay. All right, let's move up. That one looks good now. Let's move up to your heart chakra. Your heart chakra looks okay to me. I don't see any problems there. Throat chakra, same thing. As far as your family goes and stuff like that, you don't know how to express yourself. You're a kind of person that doesn't want to make anybody mad. You don't like confrontations. And so, and doing that, you're choking yourself. It's almost like you choke your words at times. Does that make sense to you? Because I see like choking, like you choke your words. And so, what I would do is let's open that one up a little bit. So let's do the same thing we did with the solar plexus. Let's see that one opening up. I want you to see it spinning and opening and cleansing. Let's cleanse that because I feel like it needs to be cleansed. I feel like that there's something that holds us back. And it's like you couldn't express yourself when you were little, so you don't think you can express yourself now. But you're not little now. You're grown, and so you can't express yourself. So you got to give yourself permission to express yourself. So I want you to do that. And start saying that you can express yourself in truth and love and light. I want you to say that to yourself. Let's move up to the last two here. The third eye looks pretty good. You're very intuitive. And your connection with source is off the hook. I'm not worried about that. So everything looks okay except for those ones that we mentioned, and they feel like that they're spinning okay now. But the one thing that you need to do is for your throat chakra, just give yourself say to yourself, you got to give yourself permission to be able to speak your truth, okay? And I want you to say that over and over to yourself. All right? I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's keep moving on with Kimberly. And after Kimberly, we're going to take a little break. Not very long, but I need a little break here. So, Kimberly, let's talk to you, and I appreciate your patience. You've been on hold for a while. I appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate your patience. I just looked at how long you've been waiting, and I was like, whoa. So,
it's okay.
I appreciate it, though. I appreciate it. So hopefully it's worth it. So how can I help?
Yeah, I wanted my chakra scanned.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about something first, okay?
Sure.
When I'm tapping into you, why would I get really nervous? Are you a nervous person? Are you jittery? Because
I'm not. I'm just thinking I'm in a place where I'm in some uncertainty, so I'm trying to wonder what's going to go on next. I'm looking for a job, and I'm moving.
Because it just feels like everything around you. It's like shaky underneath you. So let's start with your root chakra, which is your grounding chakra. Let's start there. Let's get you grounded, okay?
Okay.
The one thing I will tell you is let's talk about your job really quick because you sort of I do see a job opening up for you. I would say a couple months here. You are moving. You're definitely moving into a different location. So all those are answered for you. Now let's look at your root chakra. Because they told me that I needed to tell you you were going to get a job because you were really stressed out about it. That's where your solar plexus are messed up at the moment. We're going to get to that here in a minute. Your root chakra, let's open it up really quick here. I want you to visualize a spinning circle. Let's visualize a merry-go-round. Everybody knows a merry-go-round goes around in circles.
Okay.
And so let's visualize a merry-go-round and see it going around and around and around. And then as we look at the root chakra, what I want you to do is I want you to see like a door. And right now that door is closed, but now I want you to give yourself permission to open that up. And as you do so, then you're going to start feeling grounded. You're going to start seeing things change. You're going to get that job. You're going to move. You're going to see all those things happening as you ground yourself in the faith that's inside of you. And so I want you to start seeing that, okay? Now, let's move up. Your sacral chakra looks okay to me. I don't see any problems there. Your solar plexus needs to be open. So let's see a door opening there again. Same thing. Let's visualize a door and opening it, okay? And then see it spinning. And I definitely see that. Okay. Does your stomach hurt sometimes?
Yes.
Okay, because as I was getting ready to move up, there was like a pain between your solar plexus and right about where your heart center is, right in between there. Is that where your pain is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because as soon as I started moving up, energetic-wise, I was like, ow. I was like, whoa, that hurt. No, it's okay. No, it's not your fault. It's just my job. But let me look and see. Oh, I feel like that's connected to your solar plexus, so I feel like your emotions are causing that. Do you stress out a lot?
No, not a lot, no.
Okay, all right. Okay, then who's the woman that stressed out a lot? There's a woman connected to you then that's stressed out.
My grandmother. Good God.
Okay, yeah, it's just like, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, it just feels like that poor woman just worried about everything and...
And created
things to worry about.
My grandmother.
Yeah, but now she's a whole lot better, so she don't have that problem now, but... I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I'm going to send healing into that. I don't know exactly what's right there, but let me send healing into that. As we stop here for a second. Okay. All right, because I was just told to do that. Okay, let's look at your heart chakra. Looks good. The last three chakras look really good to me. Your heart chakra, your throat chakra, well, actually four, I guess. Heart chakra, your throat chakra, your third eye, and your connection with sources, which is your crown chakra, all those look really good. And now the other ones that did have problems are spinning, so everything looks pretty good to me. You are about to step into a bright, bright future ahead, so never give up. Looks like next year for you is a really awesome year for you. I will tell you that. Looks really good for you next year.
Okay.
Well, hang on, all right?
So all right, I will. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, all right, let's go ahead and talk to... Oh, Steven just told me I was going to take a break. So we're going to take a break. He just reminded me. He actually tapped me on the shoulder. So if you don't know who Steven is, Steven is my spirit guide. And if you ever get tapped on your shoulder by your spirit guide, there's probably a reason for that. So we are going to take a break. How about while we take this break, how about we play this? We'll be right back. I won't be gone very long. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I do really, really appreciate it. And hopefully I'm helping you. We'll be right back. Okay, We are back. Before we continue, there was a reason I took that break. I kept seeing a vision in my vision, I guess. And on this program, which sets me apart from some programs, I'm very spirit-led. And I will tell you right now, there's a good chance I'm not going to get to everybody. But please stay on cue. I'm not telling you to hang up. But I'm just telling you that I need to follow spirit right now. And so I'm just going to tell you, we're going to slow down for just a second, okay? What I want us to do, and I don't know exactly why. I don't know why we're doing this. But I trust spirit enough that spirit knows why we're doing this. I want you to visualize our globe. I want you to visualize Earth. Okay? Our big blue planet. Okay? I want you to visualize Earth. Okay? Actually, I want everybody to close your eyes. I want everybody to please close your eyes for me. And you can do this if you're listening to the show archived. I want you to do this if you're listening to the show archived as well at the moment, okay? So I want you to visualize the Earth. I want you to see our planet. And now I want you to go to the center of our planet. I want you to see a huge, gigantic circle globe we call home. And then I want you to go right to the center of that globe. And I want you to begin to send love into the center of our planet. I want you to visualize love in our center of our planet. I want everybody to begin to visualize a heart in the center of our planet. And I want you to see a heart. You got a heart? I want you to see a heart. And I want you to see that heart beating. And I want you to see it beating a little stronger. I will tell you that it feels a little weak to me. So let's go into the center of our planet, into the heart of Mother Earth, and send love and light into the center of our planet. This is our home. Let's send love and light into that right now. It makes sense to me. You know, we're talking about chakras, and chakras are a circle. Our globe is a circle. And if any time in our history, you know, Mother Earth is going through changes too, friends. Mother Earth, you know, has, you know, some things that they want us to do to help. And this is one of them. And we're just going to keep right here in the center of the Earth right now for a minute. Longer. You know, I don't know about you, but I love this planet. It's my home. I might get frustrated here and there at times, but I love Mother Earth. I love our planet. Okay, I appreciate you doing that for me. And let's go ahead and let's do some more calls really quick here. And I appreciate your patience tonight. Thank you, Becky, for your patience. Okay, let's move on to Debbie, actually. Debbie, hi.
Hi. Thank
hi.
You for the meditation.
Nope. No problem. I just felt like I needed to stop. And you know, our planet needs our help, too, sometimes. And so, you know, so that's important. How can I help you tonight?
I'd like the chakra scan. I know that I have a little block, and I'd like to see about where it is.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna start at the top of your head and let's work down.
Is it okay if there's a cat on top of me?
Is there a way that you can get the cat?
Yeah, when you were doing the meditation, she was loving on the phone.
Okay. Hey, well, that's nice. Well, hold on for a minute. Hold on, because I might be picking up your cat for a second. Hold on.
I just took her off.
Okay, that's all right. I still have her energy. I'm going to look at your cat really quick.
She loves your voice. She was loving on the phone.
Yeah, that's all right. She was feeling that spirit in there.
She just jumped on top of me again.
Yeah, she's feeling the spirit. She says, hey, he wants to check me. Here I am. That's okay. Hold on. Because maybe I'm supposed to check your cat and check that chakra. So hold the cat. Let's keep the cat right there.
She's running.
Okay, that's all right. Hey, that's okay. I'm gonna just pray for your cat really quick here. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second because I feel like there's something going on. Has she been eating okay? Is there a digestive issue with her? Do you know?
Her stomach does look big. Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing, if that keeps looking that way, it feels bloated to me. She feels bloated. If that continues doing that, please get her in to see a vet. I'm going to suggest that you take her into a vet. I'm going to stop and just say that right now. Let's just get her checked out and be sure everything's okay, okay? Because I saw her stomach, and when I saw her stomach, it looked really big and full to me. And so it just felt bloated in there. So just go get her checked out, okay? I'll continue to send healing to her, but I would rather get her checked out just to be sure that everything's okay, all right? Now let's look at you really quick. Let's look at your chakras really quick. I don't see anything I'm concerned about. There is a block, though, and I feel like that this is with your emotions. I feel that this is in your solar plexus. I feel like that there's just something that you keep shoving down. The spirit keeps bringing it up, and you keep shoving it down. Do you feel that? It just feels like they're bringing up something from your past, and you just don't want to deal with it. It's like some unforgiveness. There's some unforgiveness there, and that's keeping your solar plexus in a bind. And so you might want to look at this. This would relate to a guy.
Oh, a guy? I was going to think it was a friend of mine that's a girl.
Okay, is she a strong female? I mean, is she?
Yeah, controlling.
Because her energy is coming across to me as man energy, and I don't mean anything against her or anything like that. I'm not saying anything about her, but I'm just saying that sometimes that energy can come across like that. Yeah, and so you might just you probably just really need to distance yourself here with her. And does that make any sense? It just feels like distance is necessary.
That's the block that I was trying to clear. People keep telling me I'm a healer, and they said that someone told me I couldn't do it, and I was racking my brain, and I woke up from a dream, and I got that it was her. Her name starts with an N. It was so minor what she told me, but it was like she had some kind of hold on me. She gives me a lot of gifts, and I gave them away. I gave the gifts away because I felt like she had her energy on them. And that day she comes and visits me at work. She always reconnects when I try to clear her. Now, I do forgive her, but it's like she won't let go.
All right, you definitely believe in angels, right? You believe in angels?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Let's ask Archangel Michael to come in here at the moment. Archangel Michael carries a sword. There's a reason he carries a sword. He fights for us. He also cuts attachments. And so we are going to ask Archangel Michael to, at this moment in time, to cut this attachment, this hold, this cord, that is from her to you. I see a cord. And so, what we're going to do.
Do you think she does any rituals on me, do you? Do you think she does rituals?
Let's just say we're going to cut this cord, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. What I need you to do is I want you to visualize her in your head for a minute, just for a minute. I want you to have her in your head. Tell me when she's there, please.
I see her.
Okay, all right. Now I want you to visualize a sword between you and her, cutting that cord. Okay? I want you to see a cord between you and her, and then we're going to cut that thing in half. Okay? And I want to see that done. All right. And I feel like it's done. All right. I believe that's going to help. And when that, I believe that now you're going to start feeling, after we get done talking, I feel like you're going to get an energy surge. I'm going to tell you that probably from the top of your head, you're going to start feeling a light that's going to go all the way through all your chakras. I'm just going to give you a heads up. So when you feel
this,
you're
not
going to...
I feel it in my feet already.
Yeah.
I feel
it
in my feet.
Yeah, it could be coming up. I don't know exactly, but I feel like that there's going to be a beam that shoots all the way through your chakras. Just let that happen and just realize that that spirit cleansing all your chakras. And I appreciate calling in, and hopefully that helps tonight.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. You have a great night. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to give out my website address in case you're listening and you know, if you want to talk about more chakra cleansing or whatever you want to set up, you can go to my website, www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. I will also tell you, just in case you're wondering about the energy work I do, I will tell you that I am a Reiki master. I have a Reiki master certificate. I will tell you that I do believe in energy. We are energy beings. I just thought I'd let you know that, you know, I do have that ability to do what I'm doing tonight, just in case you're wondering. And so, because I just felt like that somebody was just questioning something right there. So I thought that I would let you know that I am a Reiki master, and so, and definitely believe in chakras, and definitely believe in cleansing, and believe in balance. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to, it's getting a little warm in where I'm at, but let's go ahead and talk to Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I am good. How are you?
I love listening to the show. I'm a first-time caller with the chakras.
Oh, man, I appreciate you calling in tonight. So welcome, and I appreciate calling in. Let's go ahead. Now, you understand chakras, I'm assuming.
Yes,
so
I do.
Yeah, okay, good. I always ask, just want to be sure. And so, okay, I'm going to run them really quick because we're sort of running down on time a little bit. Let me just see, because I don't really see anything popping out at me. Okay, hold on. I just saw something. Let me run them again really quick here, okay? Because I just saw something. I want to slow down for a minute. Okay, we're going to go slow down. Let's go to the top of your head. Let's go check your crown chakra. I want you to see, when I say crown, I want you to see a circle spinning clockwise, okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I see it spinning really good. I feel like you're very connected to source. I don't see a problem there. Third eye looks really good. I feel like you're very intuitive. I feel like that you can do what I'm doing right now, reading-wise and stuff like that. I feel like that you have that ability inside of you. I don't know if you're using it, but I will tell you, you definitely have it. Let's check your throat chakra. Your throat chakra, everybody's throat chakra is going to be a little close because we are always afraid of speaking our truth. And I feel like that in your life, I feel like that you weren't really allowed to express yourself a lot. Does that make sense? I just feel a tightness there. It's almost like you feel like you can't swallow sometimes. Do you feel that? Do you have trouble swallowing? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like there's a knot. It feels like when I get to your throat chakra, I feel a knot right there. It feels, this is an energy block. I don't see anything medical. This is like an energy block to me. I'm going to open that up, and we're going to try to clear that out. What I want you to do is I want you to visualize. Let's just visualize you and I, you expressing yourself in a positive, loving, wonderful way, okay? I want you to visualize that you are expressing yourself, that you are telling the truth, that you are standing up for yourself. I want you to see that, okay?
Okay.
And as you see that, I feel like that this thing is opening up. I just felt it move. So let's just see. Let's see it actually rising up and coming out of there and get and breaking free, okay? I want you to visualize a little sledgehammer and look or break that thing up. And okay. I want you to visualize a sledgehammer. And I want to see us breaking that block out. That you are going to start asking your angels to help you express yourself, and I know you are. And so, yeah, it just moved. I don't see it anymore. Let's go on down to your heart chakra. Your heart chakra looks good. Solar plexus look good. Sacral chakra looks good. And the root chakra looks good. The only one that really was a problem for me, and I'm glad I slowed down because I knew I was missing something, it was that throat chakra. So what I want you to do is ask your angels to give you the wisdom and the understanding to express yourself for the higher good of everybody you come in contact with, including yourselves, okay? Because you deserve to be able to express yourself, okay? I want you to let go of that belief system that said, hey, I can't express myself. You can express yourself in a positive way, and I believe the angels will help you with that, okay?
Oh,
I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and... All right, Spirit just told me to stop. I just saw a gigantic, I don't know why, but I just saw a gigantic red stop sign. Let me look at my switchboard. Hold on, because I cannot, let me see why. Okay. Don't see. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
I appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry that we didn't get to talk to you a minute ago, but I'm glad that you're there now. How can I help?
Yep, thank you. Can I do the chakra?
Yes, you can.
I've never had that done.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Say, could you say your name, your first name for me out loud, please?
It's Becky.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm just going to be quiet for just a second as I look really quick here. Okay. Crown. Third eye. Throat chakra. Okay. Everybody has this problem. It's like a tightness. I felt tight when I got to your throat chakra. Do you feel that sometimes? Like you can't express yourself?
Well, I have throat issues anyway.
Yeah. And that's what's causing, because it's, and a lot of times I will tell people when we have throat issues, a lot of times those are being caused by energetic problems. We're not expressing ourselves. We're tightening in upper throat, things like that. So a lot of that could be that. Okay, let me look at that. And also the other thing that I have to do right now is as a medium, when I'm talking to you, I just heard a knocking noise. I heard this on my wall. And so I'm going to recognize right now that there could be a spirit that wants to talk to you. So I'm going to acknowledge that at the moment, because I definitely heard a knocking noise. And that could mean that they were trying to knock on my door saying, hey, I want to talk. But let's look at your throat chakra. I'm going to open that up really quick here. Let's look at that. Is your throat, you might not know this, but have you had like your throat, like it feels like inflamed or feels hot?
I have acid reflux really bad.
Okay, yeah, because it feels hot to me. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, and a lot of that's also your solar plexus causing some of this stuff too. Okay, I'm going to look at both of those chakras really quick here. And open those up for you. I'm going to go. Your heart chakra looked okay to me. So both of your chakras that are causing this problem is your throat and your solar plexus. Those are the only problem ones that you have, and these are what's causing this acid reflux stuff. So I'm going to speak peace into this right now. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, Becky, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to start spinning these open. I'm going to do your throat. And then I'm going to move down to your solar plexus and spin it a little bit. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure you're under doctor care, I would just definitely keep an eye on that. I definitely feel like the spirit's beginning to work on that, and help you with those chakras. And as those chakras become more open and open, I feel like that this will calm down a little bit. So you're going to see an improvement. I would say by the end of the year, you're going to feel an improvement here. So just keep seeing those spinning open, and I appreciate you calling in tonight, and I hopefully I helped you.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, have a good night. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Francine. Hi, Francine.
Hi. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm calling because I have an acquaintance that I just been seeing, and I didn't know if this was a spiritual positive move or not.
Okay, all right. Why are you questioning it so much? Are you? I feel fear.
Because I have that. Well, I don't know if it's. I meditate a lot, and
okay.
I haven't had any intimacy or anything like that for like over six years.
Okay.
Because I've just been meditating and purifying, so this
right.
is new to me. I don't know if it's my ego and fear. Well, maybe spiritually I'm in fear.
I feel like on a subconscious level here, there's a little bit of fear here. I'm not even sure if you're
aware. I think because I've been purifying,
yeah.
it feels a little impure to me.
Yeah.
And that's why I guess I'm trying to figure whether, if it's
okay.
positive, if it'll end up be a positive direction or not.
All right.
And I do know my throat chakra.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My spirit guide just told me green light. So I would say positive. He just showed me a green light, meaning that I would move forward with this. Move forward slow, of course, but I definitely see this being a positive. You mentioned your throat chakra.
Yeah, I mean, if you could look for it, because I'm usually pretty good, but usually it's my throat. I've often hear that I feel like I'm speaking my truth, but I hear that I'm not. So I don't know.
I feel like that you, the one thing that I would tell you, what I'm feeling in my spirit, is I feel a lot of doubt, a lot of questioning yourself, double questioning spirit, stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. You went through a very cleansing cycle right now, so I would stay with that. All your chakras look really good to me, honestly. I don't see a problem. I just feel a little bit of self-doubt sneaking in here, and
mm-hmm.
so, but I don't see a problem. I see all your chakras very balanced.
And the worry may come from the family, of course.
Yeah.
Because my mother was worried. Can you cut that? Can you rid that? I'm empathic, and I actually have all the gifts as well. But
when
I'm in a situation
are.
So this I just call to
Yeah, well, the one thing that I would say is, because I just hold on for just a second.
Okay.
I'm going to ask my spirit guide, Steven, to show me what I just saw. Please show me that again. Okay. I want you to do me a favor and just close your eyes for a minute. I'm not going to say this out loud, but I'm going to say it to spirit, and spirit will know what I'm talking about. And you're going to feel something happen, okay? I'm going to tell you. You're going to feel a break. But I don't want to say this out loud on air, but I will say it in spirit and will speak it into you, okay? So I'm going to be quiet while I do that. And I want you, while we're doing this, I want you to visualize a pair of scissors over your head. and I want you to see those scissors cutting a cord right now. Okay. All right. I feel like that's broke. And I will tell you, it felt like an ancestor thing is what I saw. It's like somebody made an agreement with something way back, and I feel like it twinkled down, and you were a part of that, and I don't see that now. And so I will tell you that I do feel like that's gone. Okay?
Okay. And is, right, is there still a hidden something there that I need to...
No, we're going to call it done, and we're going to see it done, and we're going to stand on that. Okay. I don't see anything that you need to do at this point, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. All right, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, definitely see it gone. I'm waiting, Francine, if you're still listening to me, I want you to say gone. Actually, I want everybody to say that. Anything that is bothering you, anything that has been bothering you, anything yakking at you, anything right now, there's something yakking at somebody. Let's say gone. Let's say it together. Gone. You know, depression, gone. Doubt, gone. Fear, definitely gone. Self-esteem issues, gone. Family curses, gone. We need to see gone. Financial problems, let's say bye. Gone. All right? I want you to visualize. Okay, hold on. Let's visualize money. Everybody's having money problems. Everybody's having money issues. I want you to stop visualizing money issues, and I want you to see money coming to you. Do you know that we focus on money issues? And if we're going to focus on money issues, then guess what? What are we going to have? Money issues. Okay? So let's visualize money, not money issues. Money. Let's visualize money. Everybody got money? Money. I don't want to see little bills either. I don't want to see dollar bills. I don't want to see fives. I don't want to see tens. I don't want to see 20s. I want to visualize money. I want you to see money. I want you to see money falling all over you. All around you. I want you to see you buried in money. You're going, well, Michael, I don't know. Well, if you don't know, then you're not going to get. You got to have faith. Let's manifest money. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of having poverty thinking. I'm tired of it. Let's think prosperity. Let's think I deserve it. Do you know that a lot of times that we are holding stuff away from ourselves because we don't think we deserve it? Lots of belief systems that we need to say gone. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of struggling financially. Gone. I see money coming to me. I want you to say that. I want you to see money coming to me. I see it. Money coming to me. Say it out loud. I want you to say it right now. I see money coming to me. I see my bills paid. I see me financially well. I don't see my house being foreclosed on. I don't see me losing my car. I don't see me losing stuff. I see me gaining stuff. I'm tired of spiritual people losing stuff. I'm sick and tired of it. And so are you. We're not seeing another thing lost. I see us prospering way beyond anything we could ever imagine, anything that we could ever dream of. We're prospering. Right now. You want to go on a cruise? See yourself going on a cruise. You want to go take a trip? See yourself taking that trip. Don't be afraid. Do you know that the one thing that is crippling us as spiritual beings, the one thing that is crippling us more than anything else is fear. We are crippled by fear. But no more. Gone, gone, gone. I don't want to see no more fear. I don't want fear holding me back. I don't want any of that anymore. All I want is blessing, blessing, blessing. What Spirit wants for me, for my higher good. Do you know that Spirit knows what is best for our higher good? Knows that? Definitely knows that. So, all right. Let's go ahead and talk to Ellen. She's been waiting for a long time. Ellen, I appreciate your patience. Man, you've been waiting for a while. Hi.
Michael, I'm so glad I'm able to talk to you. I would love a chakra scan.
Okay, and I actually think that you might be my last, so that's why I wanted to get to you. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate your patience. You've been waiting for a long time to talk to me, so I appreciate it. Hopefully you got something out of the show tonight, so hopefully. But let's look at your scan. Let's look at your chakras really quick here. Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay, has your head been hurting?
No. I have had headaches in the past, migraines, but no, it's not hurting today.
Okay, it's not hurting now. Okay. All right. I'm gonna just stop, and I'm going to look at your head. I know I'm supposed to be looking at chakras. I know, but let me look at your head, because they're focusing on your head. Let me look at your head. Because there are definitely... Oh, okay. You're going through a... The one thing I want to tell you, Ellen, in the next couple of months, you're going to go through a lot of spiritual changes. Your solar plexus... Not your solar plexus, but your crown chakra is going to start expanding. That's what's happening with all of us right now. We're expanding. And spiritually, and that's what's going on right now. That's your crown chakra. That's why I'm focusing on your head, because that's going to expand. You're gonna feel Spirit more than you ever have. And doors are going to open for you like crazy. There's going to be opportunity after opportunity that just falls in your lap, because Spirit is going to break. Spirit has broke all the despair and all of the darkness away from you. I all I see for you is light, light, light. When I look at your chakras, I see all your chakras spinning, all in balance. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. I feel like, you know, there's a little bit of doubt on your part, but I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. I see them all opening more and more, actually. You're expanding. Your heart, your love for people, your love for yourself, just opening up. The only thing that I would see possibly as a problem is your solar plexus. I feel like that there's still some emotional work that you need to do, some looking at yourself, letting go of some old belief systems that are limiting you. But besides that, I don't see any problems.
Wow. I'm glad to hear that, because I've been in a very down mood for several days now.
Yeah, you're in a hold pattern right now. The reason why you're feeling this is you're in a hold. And I want to explain something to you. What I mean by that is Spirit has you in a hold place. And so, because right now, I would say next week, I feel like that next week is when you're going to get this charge. So this week you're going to feel that sluggish feel. And then as you go into the weekend, it looks like by Sunday, you're feeling a surge. You're going to have a lot of energy. You're not going to know what to do with this, actually, because it's going to be like, whoa, you're going to have this energy surge. That's going to calm down, and then you're going to find that balance by next week. By Wednesday of next week, you're going to find a balance. But Monday and Tuesday of next week, it's just going to feel like that somebody's just shooting light through you constantly, and that's just to cleanse you and to make way for your bright future ahead. So, but I do appreciate you calling in, and like I said, I did appreciate your patience. Okay.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate everything you tell me.
All right. Thank you. All right. Love you. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Craig. Hi, Craig.
Hi, how you doing? I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you tonight?
I just need a bit of guidance as far as my career. I have a lot of things I want to do, but I just I seem to be stuck right now. I just finished my doctoral degree, Mike, and I want to write books. I want to start a family. I really, really want to do that. But it's like right now, everything's just kind of cloudy right now. There's no job offer.
Right. Your chakra, your solar plexus, I'm going to talk a minute to you, okay?
Okay.
Your solar plexus, when I looked at your chakras really quick here, I looked at your emotions. And when I looked at your solar plexus, I just felt very tight. You know, and right now, you feel very stuck, and things are not moving, and there's an emotional block is what's happened here. There's an emotional block, and the one thing I will tell you, it looks like this emotional block goes back a little bit. It feels like it's family, centered around family somehow. I don't know, looks like around the relationship with your father. Does that make any sense? Why would I see that?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to go into details, but just so you acknowledge that and know that. So I would look at that relationship, or lack of, in this case, and you know, the one thing that I would do is just ask your angels to help you heal that, because I really feel like that's holding you back from the family that you're going to have. I will tell you that I do see somebody coming into your life that you are going to have a family with. I would see that more next year. The one thing that I would do this year is really take a hard look at you and really look at that emotional block. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And as far as your career goes, what are you leaning? Give me a couple of choices. What are you focused at? Because you said there's a couple of choices here. Can you just say a few of them really quick to me?
Sure, absolutely. I really want to be a motivational speaker and have a nonprofit organization that would be central on focusing on motivating youth with special needs to pursue their dreams. That's what I really, really want to do. But I got to eat every day. I got to eat every day, and I need resources for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I understand eating. I mean, without eating, we'd lose a lot of weight. That would not be good. The one thing I want to tell you really quick, and then I'm going to let you go, but the one thing I would tell you, the reason why I wanted you to speak that out, there's a reason I wanted you to say that, because that is your dream. I believe that that's your purpose, and I believe that you know that that's your purpose.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that the fear is stopping this. I believe that what you need to do is you need to start looking at getting you some sponsors and some money, you know, people that would back this and help you with this, because I believe that you need to go forward with this. I don't want you to give up on this, okay? Because I feel like that all the stuff you've gone through has brought you to this moment, and I believe that also tonight, because I wasn't going to take your call. I will tell you, I wasn't going to take your call. I was almost done, but Spirit told me to speak to you because I feel like that Spirit led you here for me to speak this into you. Don't give up on this, man. Don't do it. Don't let your fear stop you from helping youth. The youth of our world need people like you. So don't stop.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. All right, yeah. Our youth needs people like you. More people like you, actually. And, you know, let's just pray for our youth. You know, I just feel like that. I don't know if I'm going to take any more calls. Hang in there. I might take your calls. Don't hang up. But the one thing I will tell you is, you know, there's just a few things in my life that I'm really passionate about and that just tug at my heart. And one of them is armed forces, the people that serve our country and protect our freedoms. My heart just beats for those people. And the other thing is the youth. Do you know that we have some youth out there in our world that just don't have hope? They don't see a brighter future. There's a lot of our youth that just are in despair tonight. If you don't think so, go to your computer and type in suicide statistics, and you're going to see something that is going to scare the daylights out of you. I don't want to see another young person take their life. I don't want to see that. We're losing too many young people by the second. Because they're losing hope. They don't know that they're spiritual beings. A lot of them don't know that. And they're giving up. So tonight, we're praying. Right now. Father, Mother, God, I bring every person under the age of 20 into your vision, into this moment. And from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, right now, I speak hope. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, I speak hope. To the doubt and the fear and the despair, I say, get the heck out. To those young people that might be thinking about harming themselves, I say, not tonight. Not tomorrow. Not the day after that. Never. I don't want to read in the newspaper, Father, Mother, God, of another young people taking their life. I don't want to see that again. I don't want to see another young person ever again walking into a school and shooting his classmates. Never again. I don't want to see that ever again. Father, Mother, God, I speak hope. Where there seems to be no hope, but there is hope. Give them spiritual eyes to see. Give them spiritual ears to hear. Let them get out of their heads and into their hearts tonight. Those youth that are in homes that are abusive and violent, I ask that you would grant them wisdom and guidance to know how to get out in a positive way. Because sometimes they need to get out of situations that are not positive. Give them wisdom and guidance and know how to do that. Tonight I pray that there would be people like Craig that would reach out to the youth, that would help them know what steps they need to take. Because there's a lot of people out there that don't know what to do. And that's why they're doing what they're doing, and I don't want to see that anymore. So give them a hope tonight. Send love and light into their lives right now. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Give me a second, please. We're going to put on a song. I need a second. And we'll be right back. Thank you. know, I love that song, you know, Make a Better World. You know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make a better world. But, you know, I love that line where it says we all pitch in. It doesn't say some of us pitch in. It doesn't say maybe pitch in. It says all pitch in. And to make a better world. It takes all of us working together to make a better world. And we all want a better world. I know we all want a better world. It takes all of us working together to see that accomplished and manifesting that and holding that intent. Do you know it's all about intent? It's our intent. You know, unfortunately, there are some people that hold a negative intent. And then there's some people that hold a positive intent. And I try to hold a positive intent. I believe in a better world. If I didn't believe in a better world, I don't know. I believe in a better world. I believe in hope. I believe in a place called hope. And I've been there. I've been down. I understand down. I understand down. Trust me, I understand down. But we don't stay down. You know, yeah, maybe every once in a while, you know, somebody will come along and slug us and knock us, you know, knock the wind out of us for a minute. But we get back up. We don't stay down. We don't stay down. I remember one time I'm not really a fan of boxing. I don't really get it too much, you know, but I know what's popular. I just don't get it. I don't understand why two guys would get in a ring and start slugging at each other. And I don't get it. But that's okay. I don't have to get everything on our planet. There's a whole bunch of stuff I don't get on our planet. And that's just one of them. And so, but, you know, I don't get it. But I remember watching one time a boxing match, and this guy, you know, he kept getting slugged, and he was the underdog. Have you ever felt like you're the underdog? Please listen to what Spirit wants to say in these last 18 minutes of this program. Have you ever felt like you're the underdog? And you just keep... You just don't think that things are ever going to get better. You keep getting slugged, and you keep getting slugged. And there are times that you just think, man, I'm just going to lay there. I'm tired of getting slugged. And I was watching this match, and I sort of felt like it was with that. You know, it was just like, you know, you just kept getting slugged and slugged and stuff like that. But you know what? The odds were against him that he would win that fight. That's why I sort of watched. Because the odds were against him. But it went a couple of rounds, and then it went some more rounds, and then it went some more rounds. And nobody thought he was going to win. But he did. With a knockout. You know, there's a lot of people that count us out sometimes. They think, man, they're never going to accomplish anything. And they do everything in their power to keep slugging at us and throwing stuff at us and knocking us down. But we get back up. And all of us, at times, have felt like the underdog. Felt like, man, I don't know. I can hear some of you right now going, well, Michael, that's an awesome story. But I just don't know. You just don't get it. You don't understand where I've been or where I'm at. You just don't get it. But I do get it. I do understand. I've been there. I understand. I've been in the underdog status. I know. But the spirit within us is only a win-win spirit. The world doesn't understand the spirit of love, doesn't understand the spirit within us, you and me. They don't get us a lot of times. But we get back up. And that's what they don't understand. That's what they don't get. They give us their best shot, and they do everything in their power to stop us. But they just can't, because the spirit within us keep pushing us forward. And the more that they throw at us, the stronger we get. They don't get it. They don't understand it. I don't understand it sometimes, but I know it works that way. You know, the one thing that we have to do is we always have to be love and light. And I know that sometimes it's hard. I know. Sometimes it's hard. But just realize that the people that are being negative maybe to you, they just don't understand what's going on in them right now. They're frustrated. They don't know what's going on. All they know is something is churning in them that they don't know, and they're fighting it. And they're going to fight against light workers. They're going to fight against people trying to get a message of light, because dark does not want light. They don't want it. But I got news for the dark. It don't win. Light always triumphs. There's a quote that I found that said, you know, love wins. Love wins. Do you know that there's a spirit within you that loves you beyond measure? Loves every part of you. Today I've been posting a lot on my Twitter account about diversity. Differences. You know, I'm glad to live on a planet of diversity. I'm glad that not everybody's like me. And I'm glad that I'm not... I'm glad that I'm me. And I'm glad that you're you. And I love you with all your little quirks and with all your little diversity. And I hope that you love me with all my little quirks and diversity. Because that is what makes us who we are. That is who makes us who we are. I love our planet. I love everybody on our planet. Because we all have the same spirit within us. We're all connected by a wonderful spirit. Even with maybe, you know, maybe we got some purple people or, you know, orange people. You know, hey, they still got the same spirit within them. They do. So we're all connected. Do you know that? We're all connected. Like it or not, we're all connected. We all got the same spirit within us. Some of us are awakening more than others, and that's okay. You know, use the muscles. You know, use that intuition. Use your spiritual muscles. Develop them. If you don't know how to develop them, contact me. Insights with Michael, ymail.com, or youareawakening@gmail.com. Either one of those emails will get to me. Or use the contact form that you can find right over on www.insightswithmichael.com. www.insightswithmichael.com. While you're over there, you can go ahead and book a reading if you want. But there's a contact form right over there. Contact me. So we will be back on there Wednesday, it looks like. Right now, the show is scheduled for 11 a.m. Please listen. That show could change. About 10 minutes ago, I was told that we're not having a show on Wednesday, but right now I'm going to keep it scheduled. Okay? So right now, we have a scheduled show. Now, if I continue to feel like we're not supposed to be on Wednesday, we will not be on air. Okay? So right now, it's a scheduled show at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Please pay attention to the show page. We will be on air on Friday for sure, 6 p.m. Central. But Wednesday, I will tell you right now, looks a little shaky to me. But right now, I'm going to keep it scheduled, okay? Because I got to check these energies. I will tell you that I was tapped and that there's a good chance that we will not be on Wednesday, but we'll see, all right? But Friday, we will definitely be back here at 6 p.m. Central. All right. I'm done. I'm a little tired. You guys can probably hear my voice. I'm a little tired. I didn't sleep well last night, so I'm a little exhausted at the moment. But it's a good exhaustion. It's good to help people. And you know, if I didn't get to you tonight, and I didn't get to a few people tonight, and I want to say I'm sorry. But if you listen to my voice, you can always start telling when I'm getting a little tired. I tried my best to get to everybody, but also I try to give quality advice to you, and if I don't feel like I can do that, then I'm going to stop. I'm not going to give you stuff that I don't feel is quality. I'm not going to do that. So hopefully you understand that, and I think you really actually appreciate it, really, if you look at it. But that's what happened tonight. So, you know, if I didn't get to talk to you, try me again sometime, okay? I will tell you, I do get a high volume of callers. You've heard that tonight. So I will tell you that our phone lines do open 15 minutes before airtime every single time we're on. Now, every single time that we're on, am I going to do readings constantly all the time? Probably not. But tonight, yes. I will tell you that every night I will take a limited number of callers. So, you know, I'm suggesting to you that you write down our number, which is 347-327-9316. Because Wednesday and Friday, I will tell you right now, if I'm on air, I'm only going to be taking a limited number of callers. I will tell you right now. I'm going to do some teaching on Wednesday and Friday, so I'm going to be doing a limited number of callers. So I'm telling you now, if you would like to talk to me, I will probably take, and I'm going to tell you, I won't be taking calls on Wednesdays and Friday shows until that last hour if I take calls. I'm giving you a heads up. We're going to be on 2 hours, and I won't be taking calls until that last hour. But I will tell you, a high volume calls, and I take them in the order they come in. So I'm just giving you a heads up. All right. All right. Thank you so much for being you. Thank you so much for being here tonight. I say namaste to each and one, every one of you. And namaste means that I recognize the spirit within you as I recognize the spirit within me. So namaste to you all as I bow to you. When they said namaste, they usually bow. So I say namaste to you. And again, I love you very much. And you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Thank you so much for listening to this program live and archive. Archive listeners, thank you guys so much. You guys rock. You're awesome. I look at the archive numbers, and I just want to say I appreciate you guys listening. I wish I could talk to you. I really do. But I do appreciate you listening to the show. And I appreciate your support. All right. We're done. I say goodnight to you all. And we put on a song. And we close out. Bye-bye.
Coming in.